Let's see. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm actually going to digress a little bit to Gemara Baba Kama. So, sorry. So it turns out, I was just thinking over the question a little bit and looking at my notes, and I don't know, I wasn't 100% happy. So I was just kind of looking around a little bit. What was kind of getting on me was the question about Aveda. Is this question only by stealing or even by lost objects? So let me show you Gemara, and maybe we'll do it. It's a Gemara, it's in, it's a case, and it's Baba Kama, Samach Vav, okay? So again, the basic question is what does it take if I steal something, what does it take for me to become it, for it to become mine? Okay, of course I'm going to have to pay the guy back. But the object itself, under what conditions does it become my object? Okay, so there are conditions. So one issue is, yeah.
I'm a
dollar for this. I'm an ass. I'm a dollar.
How far down the thing?
She no kona. I'm sorry, yes. The last sort of line is yes. Halfway down, about. Well, more than half. So so the question is that, so when is it kona? So the issue specifically we're talking about is yes. Okay, yes. So yesh means the guy gives up hope. Okay? The guy gives up. So let's just say, what's a given about yesh? So a given about yesh is by Aveda. Okay, the standard case is Aveda. A guy loses an object. So if a guy loses his object, so the halacha is that there's a mitzvah v'shavas Aveda, which means I have to return it to him. Fine. So a guy drops his object, I find the lost object, I have to return it to the owner. But if I hear the guy say, say yeyash, basically say, oh, I lost it, forget about it, I'm never getting it back. Okay? Okay? So if he, so if you hear the guy say that, right, so then basically, you don't have to return it. Okay? Yeyash is, then when you pick up the lost object, so then basically it's yours. When you picked up the lost object, you don't have to return it to the guy. Guy is yours. The guy already gave up hope, and he's no longer the ball. And when you pick it up, so then you're gonna be basically kona. Okay, and you have right. You have no halacha. You have to return it even. Okay, it's yours. Okay. Fine. That's called yesh, and yesh could be kona. Okay, fine. So the question is, what about if I steal something from somebody and then I hear him do yesh? I hear him say, oh, I'm never getting it back. Okay, gives up hope. So the question is yesh kona or not? Is yesh kona? Okay, does it then become mine, or do you say I still have to return it to him? Okay? Still have to return him the object.
Okay. Right there?
Yeah.
Is there a case where a guy loses an object and I pick it up to, like, return it to him, and then he calls yesh?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know that's what's going to come up. I know, and that's why they're not exactly parallel. I know you're noticing they're not parallel. I know, this is the problem. We'll see, this is the problem. Tosa gets into it, but the problems are not parallel, because in the case of the Aveda, which I'm describing to you, the guy has yesh before you pick it up. In the case of the Geneva, I'm saying, is the guy has yesh after you pick it, after you get it. What would happen by Aveda if the guy has yesh, after you pick it up? So if you pick it up, then you're going to return it to the guy, and then before you get a chance to return it, you hear the guy's miayish. Right? So then what happens? So it turns out then what's his name? Tosa says that also is yayish, and then you also call him. But he says there's a difference, though, is that then you have to return him the money still. Because, like, you basically have chiv to return to him. Now, it turns out that he's miayish, it turns out it's yakona, it's not his anymore. But still, since there was a chiv of giving him the thing back, so now you have to give him the value of the thing. But if he has yesh before you even pick it up in the first place, so then you don't have any chiv to do anything. It's just not his. There's no mitzvah shavas aveda altogether. It's just yours, you pick it up. Okay, but we'll get into this. It's a good question you're asking, we'll get into this. Okay, so let's see. I think we're ready to see the Gemara here in Baba Kama. So the Gemara says, again, it's not a son of Vav and Aleph in Baba Kama, about halfway down the page. The last word in the line is Yeyesh. So it says, Yeyesh, Amri Rabbanan Dinikni. The Rabbanon say that Yesh is Kona. Mihu lo yodina ni deoraisa de Rabbanon. We don't know if it's deoraisa that is Kona or the Rabbanon that is Kona. Okay, is it from the Torah that's Kona? Or no, really, the Torah's not Kona, but the Rabbanon said it's Kona. Okay. E deoraisa explains it. E deoraisa, why? Mi did they have a moti aveda? Right? It would be similar to aveda. To lost aveda is lost object. Motzei aveda lav kivin miayish mara minei mikame detas tesei liyade kanilei. So just like by aveda, if the guy is miayish before it comes into your hand kanilei, then you're kona, right? Good. It says v'hainami kivin miayish mara minei kanilei. So too over here, right? So too over here. Once the guy is yish, then you're kona. Right, should be the same thing. You're kona, and now you're kona, it's yours, and now you're just paying back money. You don't have to give back the object itself. Right? O dilma, or do you say, and then it would be a deraisa. O dilma, lo dami la aveda. You can't compare it to aveda. Why? Aveda, hu dichi asel yade behetera asel yade. By aveda, the thing came into your hands beheter. It was permitted. It came into your hands in a permitted manner. So since it came into your hands in a permitted manner, if the guy is miayish, then he'll be kona. Right, then he'll be yours. Okay, but avalhai kivin to be surotze liyadei. Since it came into your hands by iser through your stealing it, then midrabanan hu dama rabanan nikni. Then really deoraisa is not going to be a kenyan. Yish isn't a kenyan. It's just derabanan netkanas hashavim. It just does a benefit, a takana, for the guy who has his object stolen, that he's not going to have to try to be toreach, to try to find that lost object. He just, it'll convert into a monetary obligation, and then it'll be easier for him to get paid up. If he's going to have to get the object back, it could be he's going to have to start trying to find it. If he is the chiyuv mamon, he'll say, look, I was miayish, now just give me back the cash. Okay, so whatever, that's the separate reason why it's a darabon. But basically it's saying is that it's not saying that Aveda and Geneva are different because the yai is miyash before or after you pick it up. That's not the distinction it's making. Question is that why do you have it? Why does the guy have it? Do you have it be the beheter? If you have beheter, then it's saying, I understand that if it's permitted what you have, I understand that when you that when the guy is miyash, then you're kona. When he gives up hope, you're kona. But if it's be'isser, if you have it be'isser, through stealing it, then maybe you don't say that. Then maybe you say that that the yesh will not be kona. The yesh will not be kona. Nope. Lost that. Okay, so we good? Okay, so now yes. Okay, so Tosas takes up the natural question which you would ask, which is that Mahanami kivin the miayish. That's what it says. Alpha bishen yeshmal baveda baser dasi liyadei. Even though, hold on a second, but you can't compare it to aveda, because by aveda it doesn't work the yeish after he already takes it in his hand. That's what Matt was noticing. Well, hold on. And Kedama, the Gemara itself said it. Lav kivin the miayish maru minei mekami dasi liyadei kani. Look at what Gemara says. By aveda, if you has yeish before you pick it up. So apparently, if you have yesh after it picks up, it's not the same thing. So what the hell is the Gemara even asking? We can tell Ba'el Metzius, Behedja, the Gemara openly says in Ba'el Metzius that the yesh doesn't work afterwards. Mikol makom boi lemelav shaper the yesh kani begezel baser dasil yade. Right, so still it wants to learn that it's going to work by gezel even after you pick it up. Why? How is that possible? The Metzian nami nehi shlo yakona le'inyan zeh shlo yishtar tzarech lahashiv v'lipata legamri. It's true that by Aveda, Yeish doesn't work to make you 100% exempt from anything and to make it yours 100%. It doesn't work that way. Because once you pick it up, the Chiyav is Chal. Once you pick it up, you're Chayav to return the thing. I don't care what happens anymore, Yeish can't get you out of your Chiyav. You have a Chiyav. Right? But, Mikal Makom, Hayakona, Linyan Zesh, Leishchayav Lashalim, Kiyam Damim, Kamal Gavi Gazo. So it does work that you're kona the thing. You're kona it, namely it becomes yours. But you have a chiyav hashava, so your chiyav hashava is now transforms into money. Instead of having to give them the object, you give them the money. You give them the money. So the thing is that, but so the fact that after you already picked it up, it doesn't, Yesh doesn't work, is not because Yesh isn't Kona and Yesh only is Kona before you pick it up. No, Yesh is Kona. I don't care. Before you pick it up, after you pick it up, irrelevant. That doesn't make any difference at all. The only difference is that if you already picked it up, you already have a chiyuv of hashava. You have a chiyuv of giving the guy, you know, restoring the guy. And so now, if it turns out that Yesh is going to be Kona, so it's going to become your object, the object's become yours, and your chiyuv of restoring the guy is going to be transformed to a chiyuv of money instead of a chiyuv of giving him back the object. But definitely the Yesh is Kona. So he's saying, don't get confused by the fact that the Yesh doesn't work after he picks it up. In terms of the kinyan of the Chavtza, Yesh works 100%, doesn't make any difference before or after. The only difference is in terms of the Gavra's Chiyuv of restoring the guy of Tashlumen. So once the Chiyuv kicks in, so then you're going to have to pay it no matter what. But of course, by Ganeva, you're always going to have to pay the thing back. The Gemara's not asking about whether you have to pay him anything. The Gemara's asking in terms of the Chavtza. Does the Chavtza become yours? It definitely becomes yours by Aveda when there's Yesh, irrespective of when it happens. The question is, do you similarly say that when the guy is Yesh by Geneva, you say also that, look, he had Yesh, now it becomes yours? Or do you say, no, that's only by Aveda because it came into your hands by Ether? But is it by Aveda or by Geneva where it comes into your hands by Ether? You don't say that? Okay, so to summarize, the bottom line question is, by Geneva, if I steal an object and then the guy is Yesh, he gives up hope. Now, do I now own the object, and now I just have to pay him cash? Or do you say, no, the object is still his. Yeish is in Kona, the object is still his, and I have to give him the object. I can't keep the object, I have to give him the object, it's his object. Okay? Definitely by Aveda, the second he is Yeish, it becomes mine. But maybe by Geneva, since the fact that it's in my hands is be'isser, is because I did an isser, so now maybe you'll say that the Yesh alone isn't going to be a created Kenyan. Isn't going to create a Kenyan?
You mean the
Gazneva? Yes, the Gazneva. Yeah. Gazneva, right. Okay, but the question is, I mean, who cares whether it came to your hands, best or bad there? And why is that relevant? I mean, so I'm a bad guy. But what does that have anything to do with the Kenyanim and the monetary laws here? I mean, what's the difference? So it came to my hands best. Isn't that history? I mean, who cares? It's like you're mixing two different frameworks. In general, you want to separate out. There's the mitzvah avera framework. You're a good guy or a bad guy. You're a tzaddik or a rasha. And then there's the legalistic, monetary transactions. So you may not be a good guy, but a Kenyan's a Kenyan. So who cares? Why should that be relevant? So maybe we should just start by let's think about the case which is easy, by Aveda. How does it work by Aveda? So if the guy drops the thing, so now I'm chayv to return it to him. But if he's miyayish, then I'm not. If he gives up hope, then I'm not. I don't have to return it to him. Right? What's the sense there? That the second he's miyayish, then I'm kona. Or if I already picked it up, so I have to return him the object. But if he has Yesh, if he gives up hope, then the object becomes mine. How does that work? Right? What's the mechanism there? How does that work? I mean, how's their Kenyan? How does it operate?
Right, right.
Right? I mean, the basic Kiddush...
Yeah, like
what's that?
Object.
Right, exactly. Right, I mean, the basic Kiddush of Yesh is that Yesh is sufficient to relinquish ownership of a thing. Right? I mean, it's not so simple, because like Hefker, if you want to make something Hefker, there's like a Maisa of making something Hefker. You can't just say it's Hefker, there's like a, you have to put it somewhere, I mean, there's a halacha, maybe someone say anything has to be in front of three people. I mean, it's not so simple. I mean, it's a Kenyan. You're getting rid of it. But here, it's like somehow, just giving up hope is relinquishes your ownership. You could have just said, look, you own the thing, now you gave up hope. But whatever, it's still yours. I mean, it's still yours. So how exactly does it work that you become the non-owner when you give up hope of something? If I just have something on my table and I say, I don't care about it anymore. Oh, yeah, I don't really care about this thing. It doesn't become Hefker. I mean, Hefker is a process. So it's not so simple exactly how it works that Yeish does that. Like, Yesh, generically, Yesh isn't a method of Hefker. You're not even saying it, but Toras, I am now Mafia the Thing. You're just saying, oh, forget about it. You know, it's not like even, it's not a real process. It's not like a formal action that you're doing. You don't even know what you're doing. You know, it's the guy's just talking. Just hear him say it. In fact, it means, the way they say it, Vaveli Chisarankes, means, oh, I lost the money. That's what it means. That's what Yesh is. You hear the guy saying it. It's like, you know, he gives up on. It's only in the case where it's, I mean, the Yesh doesn't normally make something hefker. It's only because the guy lost it already. Or got stolen or something. I don't think anyone says, if I just take my computer or something on my table, say, oh, forget about it, I gave up hope. I don't know if that's okay, that makes it hefker. That's not
a... Even here, do you have to say that it becomes hefker even when he loses it and then does the Yesh?
Well, it doesn't become hefker exactly, but
it's... You could say somehow when you pick up this Yesh lost item, then you're opponent.
Yeah, right, I guess so.
Doesn't a sling it have to be hefker in between, really, does it?
Not necessarily.
Right.
I know, that's true. Shai's mentioning, I mean, the other case is even harder. Is if the guy picks it up before Yesh, right? I pick it up before the guy's Yesh. So now it's... Is it mine? It's his. He wasn't even of Yesh yet, right? So now, then he's Miayesh. So then, where's the Kenyan? I understand. There's one thing to say before the guy is Miayesh. Is he Miayesh before I pick it up? So then you'll say, then when I pick it up, so then it's a real Kenyan. Somehow that works as a real Kenyan. But, I mean, if I picked it up and it was still the other guy's object, and then the guy's Miayesh, I mean, what kind of Kenyan is that? I mean, he just gave up hope, but where's the Kenyan? That's a Kenyan? Okay, so let me digress a little bit here. Okay, I think it's like based on fundamentals about Kenyan. You know, about ownership in halacha. So there's a famous, I think it's famous, halacha that if someone steals somebody else's object. Okay, so let me digress even further. If I have an object, I have the ability to be makdish the object, which means to designate it as belonging as a karbon, basically, as a sacrifice, as belonging to the base of mikdash. Okay, that's part of my rights of ownership that I could, if I own an object, I have the ability to give it a status of hekdash, of designated to the base of mikdash. Okay? Now, the halacha is if I steal something, so the question is, let's say I steal an object. So you have the thief, and then you have the victim. So the halacha is neither one of them is in a position to be makdish, to makdish again, means to define this as belonging to the mikdash, to give it a designation of the mikdash. Neither of the people has the ability to do that. One of them, the thief can't do it because it's not his. It's not his object. And the owner can't do it because it's not in his rishos. It's not in his dominion. Okay? That's the halacha. Zel fishein el shalo, v'zel fishein el bershuso. Okay? One of them, which basically amounts to the following, that in ownership, the Torah, in halacha, the halachic ownership, there are really two facets to halachic ownership. There's, so to speak, like the legal, indeed, entitled owner, who's like identified as the real, as the owner of the thing. Okay, and then there's like the sort of, you call it like the practicality of the thing. Who, under whose domain is it? Under whose dominion is it? Okay. I think there's like in law, I have the lawyers in my share, and they quote this thing, but I'm not sure if I have it right. Something like de jure and something else, I don't know. De facto and de jure or something like that, right?
Legally and then in fact.
So there's like the legal ownership, which is the victim, it's his thing. But then there's like in fact, the owner is the guy who's holding it. So they're both, who's the real owner? You can't answer that question. They're different facets of ownership. The halacha recognizes the idea of the abstract guy who relates to it justly as his, and then the guy who has it and who's holding it. And a part of the, like they say, possession is 9/10 of the law, I guess they say. That's like, is in your possession. That has a halachic reality. And it may be wrong. It may be under wrong circumstances, and I'm a thief. Bottom line is I have a certain aspect of ownership on the thing. Namely, it's in my possession. And in terms of, in order to be kona, in order to be makdish, something to define it as hekdish, so you have to have both of those. Okay, and if you're lacking in either one of them, then you don't have full ownership of the thing, and you can't make it hekdish. Okay, you have to have full ownership of something in order to be makdish. Okay, so far so good? Okay. So when you have the guy, so when the guy loses an object, when you lose an object, so right away, the process of losing it or getting it stolen is the cessation of your possession. Okay, the idea of the berushuso is no longer berushuso. Okay, so I own it, and like legally it's mine, but in terms of possession, the losing is a reality. There's a process of losing the thing. It's out of my rishus. It's no longer, that aspect of my ownership is missing. In fact, the mitzvah of Hashavas Avedo is to restore it to my ownership. Okay, it's to restore it to my possession. That's the mitzvah. Someone else is obligated to take my vilas, which is severed, which is split up, and I'm the legal owner, but I don't have possession of it, and to give me back my possession, to restore my ownership to its full form. Okay, but I still am the legal owner of the thing. I still relate to it. It's mine. But the possession has been gone away. Okay? The action of the dropping of it, the action of losing it, or the stealing of it, the process which removed it from my possession, was effective. It diminished my ownership to purely one of a legal relationship to the thing. I relate to it, it's mine. I have a claim on it. It belongs to me. And the halacha of Yeyesh is that once the guy gives up hope, then that's gone as well. Okay? In other words, then in other words, the Yeyesh doesn't have to... See, by Hefker, the thing is fully in my Rishos, and I have to transfer it out of my possession as well as remove my legal claim on the thing. So to transfer it out of my possession, I need a Maisa of removing it from my possession. I need to do something. I need a Maisa Kenyan. An action of putting it outside on the street or doing whatever it is. But because it's in my possession, so even if I don't want it anymore, but it's in my possession. But when it's lost or stolen, it's not in my possession anymore. So all I have is a legal relationship to the thing. Now if I say I give up on that, so then basically I don't have anything anymore. So now simply I have no shaykhus to the thing. So now another guy comes and picks it up. So then it becomes his. Then it becomes his. I no longer have any aspect of a relationship to the thing. Okay, in terms of the idea that really legally I've given up on that, I don't care. I've given up on that, and the other guy will pick it up. That's his. Let him pick it up. I don't know if at that point, it's a good question, Matt, what you're asking, is it become hefker at that moment, or is it just that I've given up on it, and then when the next guy comes, and it could be, say, it's not like a mice of hefker, but it just means I have no... I've given up on that aspect of it. So now when the other guy comes, he's taking possession, and he's simultaneously taking the legal aspect. Kind of like Yonah, what you're saying. It's like he doesn't care anymore. He doesn't let some other guy take it. I've given up hope. So I mean, they've given up hope. Whoever finds it, find his keepers. And so the guy is already, that's his das. But it already exited my possession. See, when you're talking about hefker, you're talking about something which is in your possession, and you have to do a maisa of removing it from possession. Here, the aveda, or the losing of it, or the stealing of it, already removed it from my possession. So far, so good? Okay. Okay, good. So...
correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so now what about the other case? I think now we're prepared for the harder case. Okay, so if the guy steals it, so what happens when the guy steals it? It's not nothing. We said, does it become his? Not quite, but sort of, he is seizing possession on the thing. Okay? Or if I pick up the lost object, I'm seizing possession. Even though the guy didn't have Yeish yet, but there is a type of a kinyan. That is a kinyan. It's not a kinyan that I become the owner, but it's a type of a kinyan. Like, for instance, let's say I become your watchman.
So I make a kinyan on the object. Does that mean it's mine? No. But is it in my possession? Yes. So that's a type of a kinyan, that it comes under my possession. So when I steal the thing, it comes under my possession. But still, you still retain the legal ownership of the thing, and therefore that legal ownership prevents it from becoming mine. So I have a kinyan which puts it in my possession, but it can't make it mine because of your legal claim on the thing. So even though I stole it, it's still yours, you still relate to it as the owner, and therefore my bringing it in my possession is only halfway. You can't be makdish, and I can't be makdish, it's kind of an in-between state. But when you are miyayish, so basically when you're being miyayish, you're saying is, you're so to speak, you're going along with the de facto reality. Okay, you're saying is, okay, it's out of my possession. I let my legal control slip to the where it's possession. I'm allowing my legal right on it to follow the reality of the possession of the thing. So it's not like I have to actualize a new kinyan, a new transference. Okay, that would be if it's still in my possession. But it's already been removed from my possession and it's come into someone else's possession, or it's gone out of my possession. Now my yeyosh is simply allowing the kinyan which that guy has on it to become completed. And what prevented it from becoming completed was my claim on the object, my relationship, my status as an owner and my claim as an owner. But the moment that I say, oh, forget about it, I don't care, so then his kinyan which he had will, so to speak, be spread out to the entire object. It will be completed. It will be realized as a full grabbing, as a full holding on the thing. And then it becomes his. And that happens the moment I have yesh. Okay, so now we're ready for our Gemara. So now,
are we gonna take up the question?
Yeah. So now the question about Geneva, right?
I thought you meant our other Gemara.
No. Now we're ready for our Gemara, right? Do you have another outstanding problem besides for the Gemara's issue now about whether it works by Geneva?
No, this is the case of Geneva, right?
Yeah. So now the question is exactly the question. So this is the way it works. Definitely, this is the way it works by Aveda. Okay, if the thing is lost, if I lose the object, and if the guy picks it up, if I have yesh first and the guy picks it up, he definitely becomes his. If the guy picks it up first, then he acquires possession of it, but I still want it, so therefore his ownership is not complete. And then when I'm yesh and I give up hope, so then definitely it becomes his, 100%. That definitely is the way it works by Aveda. And arguably, that's the way it should work by Geneva also. What's the difference whether he acquired possession on it through me losing it and him finding it, or through forcefully stealing the thing? Either way, he gets possession on the thing. And either way, I have yeyosh, which basically I give up my claim on the thing, and it should be his bailus, his ownership should be completed and realized. But the Gemara says maybe not. Maybe you'll argue that they're different. That when by Aveda it came into my hand, into the finder's hands, beheter, legal in a permitted manner, then you say that yeyesh is kona. But by Geneva, where it came into my hands through Isser, then you could argue no. Then you don't say yeyesh. Then yeyesh isn't going to be kona. Then yeyesh won't be kona. Okay. Then yeyesh won't be kona. But let me just tell you one other fact, just so you don't get any ideas. Okay? Definitely, if I steal your object, okay? If I steal your object, okay? And then you have yeyesh. Okay? So let's say you say it doesn't work. Still yours. Still yours, right? And then I give the object to my brother, or anyone for that matter, then definitely that's a kinyan. Then it becomes my brother's. Okay, that's called yeyosh and shinoi rishos. Okay, yeyosh and changing possession. Okay? Or if I steal it and then I, you have Yeish, and then I change it somehow. I carry out a change on the object. I make it into something else. Whatever. Different. We're going to get to these other cases. But let's just take simple. I transfer it. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because don't start saying, oh, because since it was an Avera that you took it and it was wrong, the Torah is not going to endorse getting an object based upon stealing, or I don't know, something like that. You know, some type of an argument that is wrong. It's not right. And since it's his rightful thing, the Torah will protect his rights ad infinitum. It's not true. It's not true. It doesn't work that way. It's not saying that you could never be kona something that was stolen. It's just saying that Yeish alone won't do it. You need something more powerful. So that's the problem. Is who cares that you stole it, that it came into your hands be'isser? Why does that matter? Who cares? Bottom line is, legally, it seems to be the same thing. It seems to be only differentiated accidentally in terms of whether the guy's a good guy or a bad guy. But either way, it should be the same thing.
There.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I mentioned also, you see the halacha is that if you steal something, then the owner can't be makdish it because you already have possession. So apparently it is halachically recognized that you have a type of a kinyan in the object. It's not saying theft cannot be a kinyan. Theft is a type of, it's definitely a partial kinyan, and it removes it from his possession. And thereby the original owner can't be makdish, can't define it as carbon. So definitely it has some monetary effect. It's not just saying is that theft can't do anything. Theft definitely does something. Question is the theft and then Yeish alone, is Yeish kudikana? Does Yeish alone create the kinyan? Or do you also need Shinei Rishas? By the way, the difference is going to be in this case, in our case, is if you steal the lulav or the hadasim, so now could you take the lulav? Could you take it? Could you use it for your mitzvah? So if you say that the yeish, if the gay were the yeish, if you say the yeish alone works, then you say, oh, so now it becomes now it's mine. So now, according to Tosfos, so the mitzvah of Avera is history. It's 100% mine now. Everything is just history. Right, but if you say the yeish alone does not work, so then it's not mine. It's a stolen object. Yeish alone doesn't work, it's not mine, so then of course I can't take it. Then I'd have to sell it to the other guy, and then he could take it, because then you already have Yeish and Shinei Rishos, so then it becomes his. That's how this thing came into our Gemara. Okay, but whatever. But again, we're digressing from our Gemara.